Well, guys, what is that, you know, start with James. You know, what does that about win mean to you guys? I know you said you've been looking forward to this game a long time, but, you know, come out here and beat San Diego State by 15 points. What does that mean to this team?
It's a great confidence booster, but we still have a mission at hand, and we're going to take it one game at a time.
The defensive effort for you guys tonight, I mean, they were 2-19 from three-point range. The 13 turnovers, you know, just what did you guys do so well, and how proud of you are that?
We just shrunk in the paint and made them shoot threes, but we contested as well. And then we struggled on the offensive glass, but our defensive glass, we stuck with it. So.
You guys get off to a 17-4 run, and you back-to-back-to-back threes. How big was it to get that, you know, 10,000-plus crowd into the game at that moment?
I mean, it's good. We haven't had that big of a crowd this year. I mean, it's been loud, but it hasn't been that loud this year. So, I mean, I guess that was kind of one of the things Coach Rice said, you know, bring the crowd into it at the start of the game and, you know, do it by the hustle players. I mean, I hit a couple of threes, so that was good. But we just brought the crowd into it, and it was, you know, it was really good for them to come out and, you know, witness a good win for us.
How much confidence are you playing with right now, too? I mean, a couple games where you had a little bit of a lull, but over the last four or five games, you're shooting like 65% from behind the arc.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to get some confidence and, you know, hit some shots. But, I mean, I think it's more confidence on everyone else giving me confidence. You know, the whole team, you know, they always want me to shoot the ball more. So, I mean, that's always good. But, you know, all these guys play really well and, you know, Derek's playing really well. So, and I think it's more confidence in the whole team. And, you know, we've got a swagger about us now and we want to keep that.
They cut it to four there about 5 minutes in the second half. I think it was 34-30. And then you got higher hit a three and then you guys kind of just pushed it back out over 10 and was pretty much over 10 the rest of the game. That stretch there in the second half where they cut it close and you're able to pull away, how were you guys able to do that and pull them off down the stretch?
And they made a run, and we came back in the timeout. We just stuck with it. We told each other, like, just stick with our defensive game plan, and our offense is going to come, things like that. So,
Montego, you played a lot of meaningful minutes tonight, probably the most you've played all season. How did it feel for you down the stretch and matching up with a team that was so long and so athletic?
I just played big myself, so I mean, that really don't bother me that much. I actually like playing against guys that's taller than me because they got to get low to guard me. And I just use my speed to get by them and try to just pin fouls on them because it's kind of tough for them to get low and, you know, try to guard a quick guy like me.
Tigo, what did you think of the crowd tonight? And obviously it was a big deal for everyone, you know, to come out here. And it was about twice as big as any crowd you've had this season almost. How much did you guys feel it out there?
I think it was awesome. It was a good atmosphere tonight. They were really loud, like really, really loud, and they were into it the whole game. So I think that kind of gave us a boost. They were like our 5-out energy tonight, so that helped us out.
What do you feel like down the stretch? I mean, last year you guys were up 12 in the second half and before they hit the shot late to beat you guys. And, you know, it seemed like the game was kind of in hand. There were 2-3 minutes left. You're up 14, but it still seemed like, you know, until the clock hit zero that it was going to be over. What was it like trying to hang on down the stretch?
I mean, I think we all have confidence right now. I think the coaches, you know, they get a bit crazy sometimes and, you know, they get a bit up-tempered sometimes. But, I mean, we got to stick with it, you know, the whole game, you know, all 40 minutes. I think, you know, a few games at the start of the year, we played 30, 35 minutes really well. But, you know, the last 5 minutes we didn't play very well. So, you know, there's, you know, big focus on that, you know, playing out to the last minute. You know, Coach Rice got us over the last 30 seconds just to, you know, stick with it and, you know, don't let up. So, you know, there's big emphasis on that.
Montego, right before the end of the first half, you had the ball in the front court. Took a deep breath and came down, and then you hit that three in the corner. You remember what you were thinking about or what was going through your mind there at the end of the first half?
Just make the shot. Don't think twice when you catch it. You know, just catch and shoot it. You can shoot and be confident when you shoot it. And me and Webb, we've been talking a lot, and he just said, like, man, just shoot it with confidence. You know, all my teammates just tell me that, so that's all I was just thinking, like, shoot it with confidence. And if you miss, you miss. As long as it's a good miss.
James, you mentioned the mission, you know, still ahead for you guys. In the loss column, you pull to, you know, a tie for first place, you know, half game back, one win away. I guess, what how's that feel? And I guess that's the mission you're talking about, probably to win the conference. And how does it feel to see that, you know, halfway through, now that goal is right there and attainable?
It's good knowing it's there, but we still know there's plenty of games that are going to be tough down the stretch. So we just got to stick with what we know. And, like, the way we've been playing, we just got to keep our confidence.
Nick, go ahead.
Oh, Nick, your progression from last season to this season has been incredible. What do you attribute to kind of your success you've had so far?
Probably all the coaches, you know, they've been putting me in workouts and, you know, looking back on a lot of film last year and, you know, pointing out where I need to get better at and how to progress as a team. So I think all the workouts I've done and, you know, all the teammates, they know, last year getting not you know getting shots, but this year getting more shots and you know more confidence in the whole team. So
we've talked to you guys a lot about you know from what's the difference during the streak, but I mean you're 0-3, you're 7-3, and you're beating you know the top teams in the league. How do you explain these last couple of weeks of what's been the difference?
We know, like the first couple of games, we had to get everything. We were still adjusting and things like that, and all of our games were close. We knew we were right there. We just had to tweak a few things. So we came to practice ready to work hard, and we knew we were gonna be like where we're at now. We just had to just make sure everything like played out the way it was, and we stuck with what we knew.
Nick, before the season, the coaches talked about you getting in better shape, that your conditioning was going to be better, and you had the ankle injury in the middle of the season, and now you've come back from that. How does your conditioning feel? How does your body feel at this point?
I mean, pretty sore. I mean, I think everyone's body's pretty sore playing big minutes, but you just got to stick with it and just, lay low during the week and, you know, do more recovery stuff. And, I mean, I haven't been playing as many minutes as I have, you know, for a long time. So, you know, playing like 38, 39 minutes kind of tough on the body, but you just got to stick with it and, you know, look forward to the next game.
James, a couple questionable foul calls on you. I guess for the other two guys, what difference does he make when he's on the floor? Because they went on a 10-0 run, I think, with him on the bench, especially rebounding and everything else he provides. What do you guys get when he's on the court?
Nick?
No, Webby.
Yeah, Webby's on the court. What does he mean to you guys?
He's just really athletic. So, you know, like for me as a guard, sometimes I'd be like, should I go in there? Then I'm like, oh, nah, he's got it. He good. Like, he got it. So just get the outlet real quick. So that's the main thing. Like, you know he's going to go get a rebound. But you can count on him. And you can count on him to knock down shots and get a tip jump. So.
But like, everywhere on the court, kind of thing. Offensive glass, defensive glass. You know, hitting threes, getting to the bucket. You know what I mean? But I think it's all the hustle plays he brings to the team. You know, getting that offensive ball that you know helps the team out. And, you know, instead of running back playing 35 seconds of defense, you know, he gets the offensive glass and you know either kicks it out or you know finishes it, which you know gives us more confidence to get a stop down the end. So I mean, I think it's just overall play and you know those extra hustle plays you know that we need that he brings to the team.
James and Montego, what's it like to have a player like Nick that can, you know, post up and then also hit that big three?
Oh, it's great. The floor just spreads out, and their five-man can't guard them. So it's just tough, and it helps us out because our offense is just like one circular motion. So if it's not here, it's over there. If it's not, then you find him in the post, and he can get a bucket.
Your thoughts, Montego?
I love him because in transition, I just tell him, as soon as you touch it, just shoot. I'm going to find you. That's all you're looking for is him. And in transition, because I know he's coming in, so I'm like, okay, here he comes, bam. So I just tell him, as soon as he catches, just shoot it, because I know he's going to make it.
Nick, after your three threes in a row in the first half, is that the loudest you've ever heard Taco Bell Arena?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we had some big crowds last year, but, I mean, definitely, you know, hearing the crowd is always good, and probably the loudest I've ever heard it, so it was good. Good the crowd came out tonight. So.
Yeah.
James, everyone knows you guys are going to try to shoot three-pointers, but you guys have been able to do it well against good defensive teams like Utah State, New Mexico, San Diego State. What's enabled you guys to be able to, you know, consistently do this when people know you guys are going to try to shoot it?
When they slip up, I mean, it's there. So, and, like, we've been playing well with each other, and, like, I've been screening in for him, getting him open, and he's been screening in for me, and or I'll dive and he'll pop, and things like that. It just opens up the floor.
Nick, when you guys went 0-3 in Mountain West play and you had this brutal schedule on the horizon with UNLV, New Mexico, San Diego State, Colorado State, I mean, did you imagine like winning 7 in a row like this? Or?
I think I actually said we're going to win 7 or 8 in a row. Okay. Like, don't be surprised. I don't know who I said that to, but I definitely said that to someone. So, I mean, you know, we lost a couple tough ones. You know, they were the whole game with all three games. So, I mean, you know, I think we just need to, you know, go away and just look at the film. And, I mean, not a surprise that, you know, we are where we are right now, so.
You actually did tell somebody that?
I think so, yeah. I guarantee I said it. Yeah. So, go through the film or something, so.
You're obviously on the court with these guys last year. So, I mean, how have you guys been able to consistently close out game after game, 7 times over?
Not really sure, to be honest, but I mean, I think a lot last year, you know, coming down the stretch, we lost, you know, 6 or 7 games within 4 points, and, you know, I think that definitely hurt us, and, you know, in the off season, you know, we kind of just laid low, and we didn't do anything for the first 3 weeks, because, I mean, it kind of hurt, you know, for everyone. So I think, you know, looking back at last year, even though we don't look back that much, but, you know, back to last year, we don't want to lose those close games, and we know how much it hurt to lose on the buzzer to San Diego, you know, on the buzzer, we did everything right. And they hit some shots, so I think just looking back last year has really helped us this year to, you know, get those stops down the end that we need.
If you know the lotto numbers tonight, let me know.
Yeah.